Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to The Vero Insider. I cannot believe that we are wrapping up the month of June already. Yet, folks, I want you to look at this as an incredible opportunity for those of you who are year-long residents. You have friends, you have guests coming into town for the upcoming 4th of July holiday. Take advantage of the free wine promotion at the Blue Star in downtown Vero. That's right. You order two entrees. You get a complimentary bottle of wine off of the boutique selections that chef and owner Kitty Wagner has prepared for you. You order a couple rounds of appetizers. Four appetizers equals one bottle of wine. So say you go with friends, you order four appetizers, and there's six entrees. Well, that's four bottles of wine at the table, right? So it is a really great experience there at the Blue Star. She has special summer menu, special summer pricing, and obviously the complimentary wine. So take advantage of that. You'll be so happy you did. And save the date. August 1 will be the Premier Women's Network Mixer, where we will be presenting the Gifford Youth Achievement Center with an array of backpacks filled with school supplies, all the proceeds from the monthly luncheons. Yet this mixer isn't just for the gals. It's open to the guys, too. It will be hosted. The restaurant Blue Star will close down just to host our event. And we'll be able to see a sneak peek of the expansion that's happening at the Blue Star in downtown Vero and so much more. So Blue Star, it's just a great fine dining experience at terrific prices with an amazing summer promotion. You won't want to miss it. I believe my husband is even potentially planning my birthday party there. What? How exciting. Just saying.
You better do it during the free wine.
I know. Like, we know what we're doing. We've planned this. So thank you again to the Blue Star for your ongoing support and for such delicious wines. For the wine of the week, we have the Meiomi Pinot Noir. Kitty actually has some terrific Pinot Noirs on special right now. Be sure to check them out. You won't be disappointed. It is my pleasure to introduce two incredibly articulate and very, very well-rounded ladies who are loaning their time to the Centennial Committee to help put together an award that certifies families and buildings, potentially even businesses. In lieu of saying, oh, you've been around 100 years, here's like a little pat on your back. No. We're going to formalize this. We're going to make it exciting. And I am thrilled to have Anna Brady, one of my just personal favorite names here, just saying, and Michelle Wagner. They are co-chairs of the Centennial Certificate Award. And I have them in the studio to elaborate on how folks can participate. And for those who are listening, if this doesn't pertain directly to you, yet you know of someone it does, we beg of you, please encourage them to participate because it is so easy. And we really want to be able to honor those who have invested a long time here in our community. So, Anna, would you help elaborate on some of the details? Let's start with the buildings and the architecture, because you yourself helped host and guided some tours, some walking tours of some of the historic areas thus far in the Centennial celebrations this year.
Yes, definitely. I have a background in historic preservation, historic architecture, and we're hoping to celebrate buildings that were built 100 years and before.
Ooh.
So we're offering a centennial certificate to the property owners if they want to. It's a very easy application.
Okay.
If you don't know how old your building is, you can go to the property appraiser and look up the date it was built.
By just typing in the address, right?
Yes, by just typing in the address.
Very cool.
And that's a great place to start. And that will give you an idea of the age. And so we're giving out two certificates. One is for a centennial building that was built 1920 or before, that we were capturing any building that was built in 1919. And the second certificate is for buildings that were built 1921 to 1945. And that's called the Boomer Certificate.
Oh, wonderful.
So if your building falls within one of those ranges, I encourage you to fill out an application. And then I will be evaluating all the applications for buildings. And what we're looking for is that that historic building has kept a lot of its character on the exterior, the historic character, since it was built.
Are folks submitting pictures with the application, or how are you ensuring the historical quality?
So I am actually going to be visiting each building.
Oh, what a fun trip.
But just the exterior. You don't have to invite me inside, although I'd love to see it.
And you want to show it off.
But yes, just to double check, because the pictures on the property appraiser may be older. And so we want to ensure that we're evaluating it more recently.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I'm on the website a lot, but VeroBeach100.org has links right from the homepage that can take our listeners that are inquiring about this opportunity directly to the PDF downloadable versions of the applications, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
VeroBeach100.org, VeroBeach100.org. It's also, if you look up the Facebook Centennial Celebrations page, the website is live listed right there, so you can click via that way. I just want to make it really easy for folks to be able to quickly get that and start the process. Being that there's a number of neighborhoods that probably shine in these years that you've listed in order to have either the Centennial Certificate or the Boomer Certificate, could you maybe list a few for our listeners to give them an idea of, oh, I'm by there, or that's right, I have a friend in that area, I should encourage them to do so?
Yeah, sure. And I want to just highlight the fact that we are celebrating the city of Vero Beach's centennial. So we're starting also with the current boundaries of the city of Vero Beach.
Oh, that's very important to stress. Okay.
The building does need to be located within the city limits of the city of Vero Beach.
The present day city limits.
The present day.
Which helps a lot, because that expands the area quite a bit.
Right. It was much smaller 100 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
And so the town started actually in the historic downtown on the mainland. That was the original town of Vero, and it was established in 1913. And so some of your oldest buildings will be in that area. And the town of Vero eventually grew into the city of Vero. We were incorporated in 1919. And by then, we had some other neighborhoods nearby, like the Edgewood subdivision, which is also known as the Vero Beach Cultural Arts Village. So there's several houses in there that would qualify. And then moving west to the Osceola Park neighborhood, that was established in 1917. And then a little bit further north is the McCansh Park subdivision.
Okay.
And that was developed in the 1920s. So those are some prime areas. And then I'd say on the island is the old VMR neighborhood. That's actually where I grew up. There are still a few historic houses in there that may qualify as well. And then it gets a little bit more spread out. There's a few more, I guess, northward of VMR. And then also Royal Park. I don't want to forget about Royal Park. That is located off Royal Palm Boulevard behind the Miracle Mile.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That obviously is stressing residential areas. Is there an opportunity for commercial buildings to qualify?
Yeah, great question. There are. And there are a lot of commercial buildings on 14th Avenue that you're familiar with, like the Vero Theater. There's also the Furniture Building, which is a Mission Revival building. And then as you go a little bit east on US 1, you have the old patio restaurant. Mm-hmm. There's a Waldo Sexton building. And let's see. Less commercial, there might be some on Ocean Drive, but I'm not sure. I'll have to check.
All right. So we want our business owners to obviously step up to the plate, take an opportunity to fill it out. The paperwork is easy. It's short. And again, just utilizing the tax appraiser's website, you can quickly type in the address, get verification of its circa, and then it's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just submit.
Yep.
There also are some churches as well.
Oh, correct? Definitely. There's churches and organizations like the Women's Club as well.
Oh, yeah. Ruth. I bet Ruth is all over this.
Yeah. Then the Indian River County Historical Society train station. So.
Excellent. Okay. Now, we were talking just at the start of the show that it's not just for architecture. And now we know that it's both residential and commercial architecture that can qualify for the Centennial Certificate or the Boomer Certificate. Those same years now translate over to families and businesses, right?
Correct. Correct.
Take it away, Ms. Michelle Wagner.
Well, the businesses as well as the person application are the basic same thing. You come in. We have them at the library, the applications. I try to have Thursdays available in the afternoon where we can sit down with people and try to get the documentation that we need to look it up that's required for the application.
Is it available in your genealogy department?
It is.
Okay.
It's I have it on the front counter for people to come get applications. I also have the application I posted on Growing Up in Vero Beach on Facebook, and a lot of people have forwarded the information to other people. We've gotten a lot of phone calls and emails regarding the information.
Love that.
So we want to encourage people to try to come in on Thursdays, because that's when I've tried to have an opportunity where my schedule is clear. So if people come in, I can sit with them and work with them to do that. If not, we make an appointment for them to come in another Thursday afternoon so we can get this information taken care of. Sometimes it's a simple, we just need to have a census or a city directory that links that person's family to this area that we're trying to locate. We've had an amazing thing. We had a gentleman who came in, and his father was the one that was from here, and then he has a daughter, and then he has a granddaughter. And so we're trying to link all of them to the great-grandfather through this application. And it's an amazing thing, because this is not just an application where one person in that family is going to get their certificate. Everybody in that family that has a centennial or a boomer lineage, they can get a certificate for themselves on behalf of the person they're applying for.
I love it.
So we don't want people to think, oh, well, you know, Uncle Joe's going to go and fill it out and he'll get the certificate for all of us. No, Joe, Sally, Tom, you know, all of them can fill out the application. We can link them to one documented evidence that we need to have, and then each person can get their own certificate. So it's really great to expand and make it into a family a family event. We have a gentleman coming from California, and he filled one out on behalf of his father and mother, and his cousin filled one out, and his daughter did. So they're going to have this family event and kind of like a little family reunion back in Florida because they're coming over for this event. So it's going to be a really great thing. We just have to encourage people to fill out the paperwork, and it's due July 31st is the deadline for this.
That actually coincides with the close of the beautiful Centennial Exhibition that is currently on display at the library.
Yes.
Upstairs, downstairs.
It's upstairs, yes. It's still in the same place,
okay.
Our
mm-hmm.
display boards. So that's going to be kind of like our finale at the library. You know, we're getting the applications. We're trying to get people set up for the centennial event for the Pioneer applications. And the display board will take its retirement at that time.
Well, I think it's really great for our listeners that might have some questions once they download the application to then make that Thursday afternoon trek and take a few moments to see some of the amazing buildings that were here from the get and look at some of those original bills and different things that, I mean, it's all very much so different. Handshake went a lot further back then. A little less documentation. Regardless, there is an actual, you kind of alluded to this, Michelle, an actual event that we will then recognize all of the certificate winners appropriately come September. And so you're right. It's almost like a little mini family reunion, a business reunion. It's just an excellent way for everyone to share in this together and really applaud their dedication.
Yes, yes. And we have the event will be held on September 20th. So we already have the event booked and some people coming that we don't want to say who, but some higher authoritative people. But we want to encourage people because of the number of applicants that can be there. We've got another family group of six that are planning on doing this. So again, it's a great way to be connected with your family and to celebrate it together and to have not only photo op, but, you know, have other people recognize you as being someone who your family was here from the beginning.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. We're going to delve a little bit deeper into some of the details, figure out ways that businesses can also, as well as civic groups, jump on this Centennial Certification bandwagon. We love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the Moses, Anna Valencia Tillery, Miss Vero Centennial. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company. Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids, too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage, to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Welcome back. It's a special centennial show, folks. It's really, really exciting. Anna Valencia Tillery here, your happy hostess with the Moses. Just so happens to be Miss Vero Centennial, too. And I'm excited to mention that this Friday will be Main Street's United Nations Centennial event. So you can go to all these different booths and participate in different fun experiences and flavors, all representing different aspects of what makes our society, our world so great, all with a special centennial flair. And then the following day will be Burgers and Brews right downtown, and you want to take advantage of that, a little red, white, and blue, where my amazing foxified toenails will go fabulously. I went there over the weekend. Shout out to Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week. They can think and implement any design you imagine. So I like to coordinate my nails with holidays. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, folks. Enjoy it. I highly encourage it. Hair Studio of Vero Beach. I went the week before last, did a fresh touch-up. I mean, Melissa and her team is just so great, and it is genuinely the most affordable salon in Vero Beach. Anyone that I've sent to her and her team, they've just been really impressed with the quality as well as with the pricing and the flexibility in being able to make appointments that fit their lifestyle. So that's all very important at the Hair Studio of Vero. So thanks to those fine businesses that keep me looking fresh for the summer months. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. If you're looking at making a relocation, upsize, downsize, Investment properties, consider reaching out to the team at Caliber Home Loans. It's always a complimentary consultation. Pac-Mail Beachside, you know they're doing passport photos. So if you have some upcoming travel needs, perhaps you need to expedite a passport, you run into the Pac-Mail, get your passport photos, and jump over next door to the new Carol Jean Tax Collector Office right there on Cardinal, and they have the expedited passport process implemented. So how fabulous is that? It's nice to know. We're also making some keys, doing some laminating, helping with your notary services, all while providing all of your packing and shipping needs there at Pac-Mail Beachside. And of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. We love to help with all the heavy lifting, doing as much or as little as folks need in the moving process. And thanks to over 60 locations throughout the Treasure Coast, we exceeded our summer food drive goal. Yes, indeedy. We wanted to raise 2,500 pounds and we raised over 3,500 pounds. Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're really impressed. So thank you to everyone who participated. And just know if doing business with someone who's vested in the community means something to you, don't hesitate to mention White Glove Moving and Storage. We're also going to be one of the July sponsors for the Centennial. Big 4th of July event coming up for that. Yet in the interim, we want businesses, we want individuals, we want families, and we want buildings to be recognized for their dedication and longevity in this amazing community, right? So I have here Michelle Wagner and Anna Brady. They're co-chairs of the Centennial Certificate Program that's going on right now through the end of July. There's still time, yet truly, why wait?
Why wait?
Get it done. It's so simple. It's an easy application. It's downloadable right from VeroBeach100.org. Again, VeroBeach100.org. Yet, if they don't have access to it or if they want it to be emailed to them, that's an opportunity, right, Michelle?
Exactly. They can contact the library, the Archive Center and Genealogy Department at the main library. They can email me at genealogy, G-E-N-E-A-L-O-G-Y, at irclibrary.org. And I can email them the application. If they have any questions, they can call us at 772-770-5060, extension 4148. It is on the website. I have it posted on Growing Up in Vero Beach on Facebook. All the applications go through the library, so that's why it's important to make sure you make contact with me. And then my co-chair, Anna, and I kind of divide them up, and the ones that she's going through, she takes care of those, and then the other ones we take care of at the library. So it's a great partnership, and hopefully everybody is still happy because we haven't had any complaints.
Yay! Yay! And again, once all of the certificate process is done, in September 20th, there's going to be an actual award ceremony. So
yes,
all these different folks that may not even know each other right now will have an opportunity to meet one another and converse, share stories, and really applaud one another for really, I mean, just the sense of loyalty. I personally am a huge fan of loyalty, and I think that this is going to be very, very exciting indeed. Anna, will you highlight the years one more time? And again, it doesn't matter if it's the business, if it's the building, if it's the individual or the family. What are our circa years?
So the circa years for the Centennial Certificate are 1920 and prior.
Okay.
And then for the Boomer Certificate, it's 1921 to 1945.
Okay, wonderful. And she did rattle off some zones, if you will, that really qualify, but it must be within the present day
city limits
of Vero Beach limits.
For buildings, yes.
So that's really important to stress.
And people.
So all of the above.
We really
want to hone in on, again, the present day, though, city of Vero Beach, because if you look at the maps, the city was much smaller.
It was like 76 people or something. Right? But the wonderful thing is, like we had talked about, they're kind of having their own family reunion when they're coming to the event ceremony, but also people who were kids growing up next door to each other and they didn't even realize it, and now, you know, they've grown up and they're filling out these applications and they happen to be there at the same time that another family comes in to fill out their application. They're like, wait a minute, didn't you? And yeah, and they realize that they hadn't seen each other in 20 or 30 years, but yet they grew up next door to each other.
Oh,
so it's
so
also
precious.
A fun thing to get to see that as well.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. I mean, online you're going to be able to see that the website is easy to use. It's right from the home screen. If you go to VeroBeach100.org, the application is quick and simple. The ladies will help you every step
Absolutely.
Of the way if you need it. Mm-hmm. Yet the deadline is July 31st.
Yes.
It's important to stress. Ladies, thank you so much for heading this up. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of undertaking. It's going to be some fun road trips That's for sure, Anna. I'm so jealous. ladies and gentlemen, until next week, please check us out online at thevero.insider.com. Cheers.
Thank you.